We're talking with Dave McLean today, and you're a Canadian country artist based in Oshawa. Is that correct, Dave?
That's right.
Okay. And are you originally from Oshawa, Ontario?
No, actually, I grew up just north of Montreal, actually, in a place called Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Rosemere High School
mm-hmm.
and attended Vanier College for a year before leaving for the East Coast.
Okay. Now, you've been part of the Canadian music scene for more than 15 years and got started in music, started interested in music at the age of 14. So could you tell us about that?
Well, my dad's a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
My older brother's a guitar player. So, you know, you could say I had it sort of surrounding me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an interest in guitar myself, and I started playing. But the problem was that I'm a lefty,
mm-hmm.
and I was playing a right-hand guitar.
Okay.
So I kind of got a little frustrated, and I gave it up for a little while. But then I started watching my brother playing songs that I really enjoyed, rock songs at the time, and noticed that I knew those chords. And I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to pick the guitar up again and give it another try, and I've
mm-hmm.
been playing it ever since.
Okay, so that was at 18. I didn't even realize left-handed from right-handed, and I'm left-handed too, so it's quite a bit different if you're left-handed then?
Yeah, you actually strum with the other hand, and the strings are reversed.
Okay.
So it was a bit of a challenge, but I've adjusted and learned to compensate for my wrong-handedness as
mm-hmm.
much as possible.
Okay. Now, began writing your own songs. You did at the age of 22, so you've been writing your own songs since, Dave?
I have, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got a little more serious probably around 6 or 7 years ago in terms of country writing.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of tried my hand at writing all kinds of different styles, rock and folk and things like that. Probably started out more in the folk genre.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started feeling an affinity for country,
mm-hmm.
kind of grew up listening to it with my dad being a big country fan.
Okay.
And just started doing more sort of country-oriented writing
mm-hmm.
And got really serious about it about 6 years ago.
Okay, great. Now, the Cellar Dwellers, this was a band that you formed with. Are they still part of your band? Or?
No, actually, they're not.
Okay.
They were friends that I got together with, and that we had a great time together. We did a number of gigs locally and or in the Toronto area.
Mm-hmm.
Good friends. Three of them were writers.
Mm-hmm.
Three of us were writers.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I found was that my writing was diverging a little bit from the direction that the other guys were going.
Mm-hmm.
And with the time constraints that I was under, I'm married and I have a couple of young kids at
mm-hmm.
home. I had to kind of decide, do I want to focus on country writing or do I want to continue with the band? And so I decided that I would focus on the country writing.
Okay, great. Now, you've been down to Nashville. Have you been down recently or?
The last time I was down was actually about 6 years ago.
Okay.
So pretty much when I started getting serious about country writing, I did a week-long seminar, intensive songwriting seminar
mm-hmm.
in Nashville.
Okay.
And, I got to the point down there where I realized, I think my songs are good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I started really focusing in on what is it that I want to write in terms of it being a marketable songwriter. So that's
mm-hmm.
kind of when I started getting really serious about songwriting.
Good, good. Now, your inspiration for your songs, right now we're playing your hit out right now, Living for the Weekend. So what inspires you to write these songs?
Well, I think music should be, it should be fun. It should be a means of expressing yourself and hopefully, striking a chord in the people who are listening. So I try to write, stuff that certainly I can relate to,
mm-hmm.
Personal experiences for sure. But, with Living for the Weekend, for instance, we had a bunch of songs ready for the CD, and we really wanted an upbeat, fun
mm-hmm.
song
mm-hmm.
To add to the CD. And, we sat down, and that one just kind of came out really quickly and really
mm-hmm.
easily. Had a great feel to it, and it was a great addition to the CD. So
great, it's a great song.
Thank you.
Now, this is your first full-length CD, so you're releasing that in the fall. Is it out yet, or?
It's not quite ready yet.
Okay.
No, we're still kind of working on the finishing touches
mm-hmm.
on a number of songs. So we decided we would release "Living for the Weekend" just because of the way the theme of the song being
mm-hmm.
a summer fun song. We thought we'd release it as soon as possible. And, kind of get a feel for what's out there and how the game is played. I'm learning a lot about the process of becoming an artist
mm-hmm.
And promoting myself and trying to find a little niche in there somewhere with the rest of the great country artists that are out there.
Good. Are there any particular country artists that inspire you right now?
I'd have to say Brad Paisley
mm-hmm.
is the one who inspires me the most.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the fact that he writes interesting country songs with a little bit of a twist. There's always some humor involved. Love the videos he's done. He has an ability to poke fun at himself and just write interesting stuff that's just a little off-center, and I really like that.
Okay. Now, you describe your music, it's a blend of traditional country, but also it has some pop rock rhythms in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Living for the Weekend is a good example of that. It definitely has a country feel to it, but... it's got a little bit of definitely some rock influences, a little bit of the Eagles maybe in there.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that I grew up listening to and playing, around campfires and things like that, that has definitely found a place in my music as well.
Great. That sounds like a lot of fun. How many songs are going to be on the CD, Dave?
There'll be 10 songs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's almost finished, and you have a website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now I'm on MySpace at MySpace/Dave. It's myspace.com/DaveMacLeanMusic.
Mm-hmm.
I have a website that's in the process of being created right now. This is a bit of a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually I'll be at www.DaveMacLean.ca.
Okay.
But right now we're on MySpace and getting quite a few hits there and a lot of interest, and hoping that will continue with the rest of the CD.
Good. Glad to hear that, Dave. Any plans for this fall? Are you doing any different types of festivals or anything in the area?
We don't have anything planned right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm focusing on getting the CD done.
Mm-hmm.
Fact is, I've met some amazing musicians in the course of doing the CD, and I've spoken with them about getting together and forming my backup band.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be looking for places to promote the CD in the late fall and through the winter and spring.
Great. That sounds great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Dave?
I don't think so. I hope people really enjoy the song. I really appreciate the stations like yours that have agreed to add me and are playing me. It's the small stations that really, I think, are the grassroots of country music, especially for us independent artists. So I really appreciate the opportunity to be heard.
Oh, well, it's our pleasure. It's a great talent, Dave. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Next up, it's Canadian country artist Dave MacLean, and the song is called Living for the Weekend.
Like nothing's gonna get done today. There's Tony on the corner sitting on his cooler guitar on his back that we don't have room for, but we take anyway. I don't know what these next few days hold. A few good stories up alone.